Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to be talking about the Minnesota Vikings 2022 draft needs. So if you enjoyed this episode or this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. We get clips of all our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. And check out our podcast with over 800 episodes right now. And with about, what, 2 to 4 every single day coming out, there is always going to be some amazing football information for you to digest, for you to look at, and for you to just see what all we're working on here. 15 to 20 videos per week. Prospects is what we're going heavy right now, but also we have history specials, legend interviews, draft preview like we're doing, just anything and everything football content related we are doing here on the channel. So please give us a review, like, comment, and all that. And we love interacting with you. We always see your comments on Facebook and YouTube. We thank you all so much for the continued support. So the Minnesota Vikings, what can they do? How can they improve? Last year, a bit of a rough year for them. They finished 8-9. Second in the North. Hopefully they can turn things around and get an above 500 record this upcoming season. They fired that they're getting a whole new regime, right? New coach, new GM. Kevin O'Connell is going to be hoping to turn this team around, representing Knoxville, Tennessee. So we will see how he can do in his first year as Vikings coach. But let's talk about the Vikings, right? Let's talk about their free agency, their draft picks, and then who I think, what kind of group that they need to work on the most. So let's go into free agency, what all they've done, who all they've lost. Right now I'm using overthecap.com for my source to see who all has been signed and who all has left. So going down the list here, Tyler Conklin, the tight end, went to the Jets. Greg Joseph, the kicker, is re-signed. Christopher Herndon has not been renewed. He is still a free agent. Mason Cole has went to the Steelers. Harrison Phillips is coming over to the Vikings from the Bills. Austin Schlottman, the left guard, is coming from the Broncos over to the Vikings. Tashawn Bauer, the edge rusher, has not been signed. Johnny Munt is coming over from the Rams. Chad Beebe is not been signed yet. Jordan Berry is re-signed. Nate Hairston is coming over from the Broncos. Wayne Gallman, not signed yet. Sean Mannion, the quarterback, has signed with the Vikings. Dakota Dozier has left to the Bears. Everson Griffin, the edge rusher, is still without a contract. Luke Stocker, without a contract as well. Chris Reed is coming over from the Indianapolis Colts. Mackenzie Alexander, no contract yet. Same with D.D. Westbrook. Nick Vigil went to the Cardinals. Xavier Woods, the safety, went to the Panthers. Chandon Sullivan came over from the Packers. Rashad Hill and Sheldon Richardson, still without contracts. Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, coming over from the Cardinals. Jesse Davis, the right tackle, coming over from the Dolphins. Both of those gentlemen are joining the Vikings. Two re-signings, Patrick Peterson has re-signed, but Michael Pierce has went to the Baltimore Ravens. Anthony Barr, the linebacker, still without a contract. Adam Thielen has re-signed with the Vikings. Za'Darius Smith, the edge rusher from the Packers, has now went to the Vikings. And finally, the quarterback, the man at the helm, Kirk Cousins, back with the Vikings one more time. So that is the current free agency recap as of this moment. As of early April, with about 20 days or so, give or take, until the NFL draft. So we'll see if I'm sure they will be, but we'll see what other moves can be made between now and about less than a month from now in the draft. So the draft picks, what do the Vikings have in terms of draft picks this upcoming year in 2022? So currently they have in the first round, they have the number 12 overall pick, in the second round, number 46, the third round, number 77, the fifth round, number 156, sixth round, they have two of them, 184, 191, and 192, they have three, and round seven, they have pick 250. So overall, a decent amount of picks. You can definitely work with some of that. It wouldn't surprise me if they trade some of their late round picks. Like I said, they have three six-round picks, so I would be curious to see if they hold on to all three of those or if they can trade up. They do not have a fourth-round pick, so maybe you could package that fifth and one of those six-round picks into a fourth-rounder or just whatever they feel like doing. Just a suggestion from a sports commentator like myself. So the Vikings, what can they do? Who can they pick to improve? Adolfo Mensah, the new GM, is hoping to make a good first impression. But with it being April, with their quarterback Kirk Cousins getting re-signed, you can take off the board. But I think one of the bigger needs that the Vikings need to address is their defensive line that is needing some help. Everson Griffin's yet to resign. We will see what he is going to be up to. There is a lot going on, right? There is going to be a ton of very good defensive linemen in this draft. So I think you could definitely find somebody who can help get to the quarterback, who can put some pressure on them, can make them scramble, can make them run, can get some tackles for losses in the backfield on the running back. So I think that with that 12th overall pick, you're going to be in perfect position to get a good quality defensive lineman, defensive end, defensive tackle, whatever, mind you. And that can really help bolster your defense because their offense is looking pretty solid. Dalvin Cook, Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson. I mean, the list can go on and on. So I think boosting up your defense with that first round pick will definitely help. Like I said, I like the re-signing of Patrick Peterson and everything, but I feel like you're going to need something for next year, perhaps. You're going to need something for the future. So maybe in that second round, that third round, you can go with a cornerback. Definitely help out there. And I think that it's always good to have good quality cornerbacks and safeties. You can go either of the D-back routes and help out your team. But I think corner is their most need of necessity. I know they also lost Xavier Woods, like I mentioned, their safety. So you're going to have to address that at some point and maybe find someone to replace him and his standard of play. So I would go, early on, get a D lineman and then focus on your corners as your second option. Then finally, I think the third biggest hole that they need to fill is at the tight end position. I think you can find, like I said, there's a decent amount of tight ends in this draft. Like I said, it's not like they need another one, perhaps. Like I said, you have Irv Smith, and hopefully he can have a decent year. But it's always solid to just beef up that core of tight ends. There's a couple of good guys out there that you can look for, and that can really help out. Maybe later in the draft, use that on a later pick and someone you can maybe develop. I think that there's going to be a good name value for a lot of these guys. And like I said, even though they go later in the draft, doesn't mean that they're not good. It's just that there's a lot of players in this draft, guys. And I mean, not everyone can be picked in the first or second round. And I think that if you can find another playmaker, which is why I'm going to go with them getting another tight end, I think that if you could pair him potentially with Irv Smith, then that could be a dominant duo, right? I mean, we're seeing more and more tight ends who are freakishly athletic and who are pretty much wide receivers at this point. That's kind of the new regime is you saw it with Kyle Pitts last year for Atlanta, is you're getting tight ends who aren't your primary tight ends. They're more wide receivers than tight ends. So I think if you can get another tight end later in the draft and pair him with Irv Smith, hopefully he stays healthy and has a good year, then, I mean, that could be you could definitely find some schemes with two tight ends in your set. Kirk Cousins could go to work. One of them could be blocking, one could be running routes. There's a lot of potential with this Vikings offense. They have a good roster. And I think that last year was kind of a down year, obviously, with the 8-9 record. I expect them to do a lot better this year. I expect them to get over that 10-win plateau for sure. I think that as long as you can improve, as long as take my advice, right? Take whoever I choose. I think the Vikings will go good. So just to recap, go and help out your defensive line first and foremost. Then go out, help your corners, get some help in the secondary, and then get with a tight end maybe. Get a late round steal perhaps. You always find a tight end, wide receiver, whatnot. But I mean, they're pretty much set on offense. Like that tight end was the one spot that they could improve on perhaps. But overall, I like the Vikings roster. I think that they could be a sleeper team in 22 and the 23, and we'll see what they can do.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So let me know in the comments, what do you think of the Vikings? Who can they draft? Who will they draft? And let me know if you're a fan of that team, if you're a fan of a player who could fit with that system, please let us know in the comments. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Live, of course, we also have a ton of amazing content on our podcast. At 100th Football, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. We have a realist podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can think of, that we haven't even heard of, you can find it. Thanks to Believe for all their hard work. And like I said, go over there, download over 100 episodes. There's always going to be something for you. I'm sure we've covered something for your team, whether it's a history special, an old draft prospect, current draft prospect, or anything along those lines. And we thank you all so much for the support. Like I said, we couldn't do this without you. So just one more time, thank you all for all the continued support on Facebook, on YouTube, and on our podcast, and Instagram as well. And it means a lot to all of us. It really does. So like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. I've talked about the Minnesota Vikings 2022 draft needs for this upcoming year. Guys, have a tremendous weekend. We will talk to you soon. Like I said, we go live all the time. So have a good day. We'll talk to you soon on another live episode. Stay safe, and we will see you in the near future.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.